pagan soldiers of Odin with Oedipus issues Rixabason. It was very sad to see Varg Vikernes of the Asapru with such an patriotic and Norse nationalistic sense of pride otherwise was going against his own people's heritage in his article quoted and commented below about Odin's people, the Norsemans of the lost tribes of Israelites that Odin was leading out of Assyria captivity as Moses was for bringing our people out of the Egyptian captivity. We are a freedom-loving people in the north. Our constitutions and laws from old confirm that. We was protected from the state powers, today by the Bolshevik Jews and the Jesuits' subversion tactics they have rewritten the constitution and laws so the state, the rulers protect itself from us instead. Under our 1,000 year of Christian constitution, the state was our servant, now the people who have hijacked and controlled the governing bodies of the state have become our rulers. The Israelites have always been like that, freedom lovers. They cannot live otherwise. If this occurs, they need to flee again, become wandering exiles again, Ephesians 2:19-20. That is also how you can differentiate an Israelite from a Jew. An Israelite wants freedom from rulers, and taxation as rulers often wants and needs, but according to our history to be able to continue to be free we must be and live uniform and homogeneous and dwell alone, because the first barbarians and savages that is let into our unwalled villages, Jeremiah 49:31, the modern variant of Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon will destroy that possibility, and he and a Jew like Herod wants to rule, and to kill Christ, Matthew 2:16, the reason they needed to escape to Egypt with Jesus as a baby. As they says, I will invade a land of unwalled villages, I will attack a peaceful and unsuspecting people, all of them living without walls and without gates and bars. Ezekiel 38:11. If the society develops into paganism and heathenism, God's protection is withdrawn, 2 Thessalonians 2:6-7, and the nation and its Israelite people is given over to subversive and destructive forces of evil and tyranny. That is the same that have happened many times through history to the Israelites. Maybe then it is even too late to start building walls around our unwalled villages, and nation for that matter. A 2,520 kilometers long wall along the Swedish and Russian border as the Bolshevik Jews killed 66 million our peoples in Russia, according to Alexander Solzhenitsyn, and so we do not know if it is friend or foe left there today. The Rus, Slavic, Greek, Sigma, were an early medieval group of people who gave the name to the lands of Russia, Ruthenia, and Belarus. According to both contemporary Byzantine and Islamic sources and the primary chronicle of Rus, compiled in about AD 1113, the Rus were Norsemen who had relocated from overseas, first to northeastern Europe, creating an early polity that finally came under the leadership of Rurik. Or just simply implement some laws to prevent it, but when it have progresses so far, the satanic forces have already progressed so far, it may be too late. Paganism cannot evidence one successful civilization in the past. Christianity can evidence 1,000 year under Christ's reign, was the best years for our nation and our peoples. It is over now, much thanks to the pagans and heathens themselves in cooperation with the Jews in hate of everything Christian. We could not live happy under pharaohs in Egypt, nor Nimrod and Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon, not kings of Assyria, hardly, and with great pain and suffering under socialistic Jewish-minded tyrants as Gro Harlem Brundtland, Jens Stoltenberg or Erna Solberg in Norway in our times, not to say under the New Babylon in Brussels, EU, the Roman Babylonian whore, and even worse will be the Jewish New World Order, totally slaves of the Jews, fake Israelites, the Jewish Herods and Nimrods of our time in USA, Mr. Donald J. Trump, killing Christ in any child they can get a hand on. It is we Caucasian Israelites who are on the top of the world, not them. The Prosenas and the Heimskringler, also from Snorri Sturluson, recount that the ancestors of the Norse kings resided east of the river Don, and were led by Odin or Uldan, who had vast holdings south of the Ural Mountains. He and his people were known as Ases or Azir, and after many battles, he left two brothers in charge of his domains along a ridge of the Caucasus Mountains, called Isgard, likely Chasgar, and with his people headed north. 21. Most, however, were men, as apparently they took women of the land in Scandinavia as wives. Asterisk, this would have been approximately 450 AD, when Odin's descendants were said to have founded the nations of the Danes, Swedes, and Norwegians, and in Germany, the Saxon tribes. Viking trade routes to and from the Black Sea. Thor Heyerdahl had suggested the people noted by Snorri as the Ases, or Alans, or the Azir, may have been the Azarias of Azerbaijan. 22. In turn, the Azeris are descended from the Medes, and genetic researcher David Foe has discovered that of all the groups anywhere, only the genetic samples from the Azeri contained haplotypes that were very similar to participants tested in the Shetlands, settled by Vikings. 23. David Livingstone on Anglo-Saxons. Asterisk, they most probably brought the wives of Israelite stock. North Europe, Scandinavia is said to be not dense inhabited at this time. As the Scythians made their way further west from the land that had by now been named after them, they became known as Germani, or Genuine, to differentiate them from a Japhethite tribe called the Sarmatians that were now occupying the previous homeland. Some of these German tribes became known as Angles and Saxons and pushed across the channel into Britain, where they found people just like them from the earlier migrations. Other tribes colonized Scandinavia, tracing the kingly line from Odin in 200 AD, whose genealogy also takes us back to the tribe of Judah and the house of Isaac. The Germanic tribes of Israel. The word British is Hebrew. It means the people of the covenant, or in other words, the people Israel. The word Celt is the anglicized form of the Greek word Keltoi, which means the people who are different. Asterisk, in scripture, all nations, except the 12 tribes of Israel, are referred to as Gentiles, foreigners, so the only people who are different are Israel. The word Celt is therefore another word for Israelite. The Celts are part of the 10 lost tribes of Israel, as are the Tuatha De Danann and Milesians. The Irish people are a mixture of Celts, Danans, Milesians, Judah, Zarahites, of the Red Hand, Genesis 38:28-30 section, Danish, Vikings and Norsemen and are all racially cousins. Unfortunately for us, and luckily for the Jews, they was able to hijack our lineage and heritage, also our identity, becoming Israelites by a corrupt UN vote. History repeats itself, always. There is absolutely nothing new under sun. A history repeats in cycles, eons. Only the outer scene and circumstances is changing, but man is exactly the same in his inner realm as he ever have been. We shall prove that before the Israelites become pagans, and before Odin was started be worshipped as a god, he was an Israelite like Moses leading his people out of captivity to where we are today. We will also substantiate that paganism of all sorts is a goddess worship religion of matriarchate, not patriarchate as the Israelites was known for as we compare the psychology in the Israelites of Christians and pagans. Israelis, patrilineal lineage, child of father God. Jews and pagans, matrilineal lineage, child of mother earth. 10 lost tribes of Israel, 10 of the original 12 Hebrew tribes, which, under the leadership of Joshua, took possession of Canaan, the promised land, after the death of Moses. They were named Asher, Dan, Ephraim, Gad, Issachar, Manasseh, Naphtali, Reuben, Simeon, and Zebulun, all sons or grandsons of Jacob. In 930 BC, the 10 tribes broke with Judah and formed the independent kingdom of Israel in the north under Jeroboam, a servant of David. Due to Jewish brutal and tyrannic ruler King Rehoboam, extreme taxation after a demand for a lighter tax burden that was not granted, and the two other tribes, Judah and Benjamin, set up the kingdom of Judah in the south under Rehoboam. Following the conquest of the northern kingdom by the Assyrians in 721 BC, the 10 tribes were taken captive to Assyria, and from there we follow the trails to North Europe. He will make a highway for the remnant of his people, the remnant coming from Assyria, just as he did for Israel long ago when they returned from Egypt. Isaiah 11:16. And let's then look at the highway out of Assyria as promised. Raymond F. McNair, Key to Northwest European Origins, 1963. Also known as Woden, Wotan and Dan, Odin is the foremost hero of Norse mythology and, as such, was worshipped by the pagan forebears of the Anglo-Saxons, the Scandinavians, the Germans and the Cananites in the midst. Human sacrifices were frequently offered to Odin, especially prisoners taken in battle, and the worship of Odin seems to have prevailed chiefly, if not solely, in military circles. He was known to the Anglo-Saxons as Woden and to the Germans as Wodan, Wuotan. King Dan I, or Odin, commenced his reign in Scandinavia in the year 1040 BC and his line, the sagas reveal, stretched all the way back to Troy. The repeated assertions and implications, notes the Link magazine, that the families descended from Odin or Woden, derived from the ancient Trojan kings, often thought to belong to the fanciful category, may indeed prove to have firm foundation in truth. Accepting these sources, notes the magazine, the royal families of the northern nations of Europe, Irish, Scottish, early British, Frankish, Norwegian, are all of the scepter tribe of Judah, and the many intermarriages of these royal lines would thus all be within the one great royal family of which so much is prophesied in scripture. Queen Elizabeth II has stated that she is Woden-born, Dec. 1981, Christian Israel Foundation, Walsall, England, p. 117. The genealogy of Odin is traced by Gladys Taylor when she states that the royal families of England and Wales sprang from Brutus the Trojan, while those of the Scandinavian countries came from Odin, whose genealogy, she confirms, as given in the prologue to the Prose Edda, is traced to Prime King of Troy, the Magnet of the Isles. The Covenant Book Co., Limited. London, 1971, p. 37. From Prime Herman L. Hoe traces Odin's lineage all the way back to Jacob. See Compendium of World History, Volume 2, p. 48. Odin's lineage is traced to Jacob Israel, the Israelites' forefather. Same as Jesus's lineage, look it up, the whole lineage is in the Bible. But what have truth have to with it, if there is strong anti-Christ sentiments? Asatru and Christianity. Modern Asatru, as it has been corrupted into, is actually the same as the old Canaanite religion the Israelites adopted and corrupted themselves with before they fell into apostasy of the Canaanite religion of Baal worship. But other amazing parallels exist, as well. There was also an uncanny resemblance to ancient Canaanite religion, since ancient Israel corrupted themselves with that form of worship, according to the Bible account. In addition to that, early European mythology also bears traces of the religious customs of the Babylonians and Assyrians, as you might expect, since these peoples exerted some influence when they brought Israel in captivity out of Palestine. Let's see how history offers proof of both biblical and Babylonian influence among the people of early Europe. Another important Norse god was Loki, the author of all evil, who was said to have originated in a land to the south. This may well be Israel's remembrance of the Edomites of Palestine. An interesting parallel exists between Loki, who is said to lead the forces of evil in the last great battle in Norse mythology, and the Edomites of Bible prophecy at the end of the age. In Ezekiel chapters 36-39, in the last great battle, the Edomites, also known as Mount Seir or Idumea, are prominent in the forces of evil which come against God's Israel. Early Norse scholar Snorri Sturluson, translator of many ancient Scandinavian legends, compiled the Heimskringla or Home Chronicles. He says that just before Odin died, he let himself be marked or wounded with a spear point, and that he was the owner of all men slain with weapons, and would go to Godheim, the world of the gods, and there welcome his friends. The comparisons with the Bible are again unmistakable. The Old Testament contains over 100 prophecies relating to the coming of our God in the flesh, our Emmanuel, or God with us. Opening parenthesis dot. So we see that this spirit of God in the flesh, of God with us, came at different parts of the historic era, in Odin, as in Moses, called by God for the purpose, God in them, in Jesus Christ, in Olav Haraldsson, as the main channels for God with yous. They all in their own ways instituted a new spirit in the souls of the people, mostly after their own deaths. This is in tarot the variant of the hanged man, hanging from the world tree, Yggdrasil, rooted in the underworld and supporting the heavens. It is believed he is hanging on the tree of his own will. His right foot is bound to the tree, but his left foot remains free. Around the hanged man's head is a bright yellow halo showing spiritual attainment, with the grey background suggesting invisibility, a good reminder to not flaunt your spirituality. This is the card of ultimate surrender, of being suspended in time and of martyrdom and sacrifice to the greater good. Norse prose, Eddas, Runartal, stanza 138. I know that I hung on a wind rock tree 9 whole nights, with a spear wounded, and to Odin offered myself to myself. This goes the same for Odin, Yggdrasil, Jesus that was hanged on a tree, and Olav Haraldsson, Den Hellish, the non-Catholic, both wounded by spear. The spear of God. Through the wounds they become sanctified, Galatians 2:20, John 12:24, Galatians 5:24, Romans 6:8. Christ instituted we must take up our crosses and follow him, what he did, where we must let our pagan carnal personalities die to get a share in the blessings of the eternal life of the spiritual, to take part and become members of the spiritual kingdom of God, Ephesians 4:22-24. In Havamal is told that Odin was wounded by his own spear. He sacrificed himself for God, so a new world age could begin for his people. This is more than religion, it is actually archetypes, that plays itself out in an endless repeating pattern. E.g. Veta D.G. Hekpar Vindel Tre Netta Heil N.I.E. Med Gaia Rod Sara Og Gaia Ven Odin, Gaia Ven S.J.O.L.V. Til Meg S.J.O.L.V. Opa Detrit Som Ingen Vate K.V.A.R. Det Avrotum Ren. Ikea Broad Day Bar Meg Og Brig Ikea, Ned E.G. Nidster, Tok Op Runner, Ropan Tok Day, Ned At Fra Der E.G. 4. The Norse legends prominently refer to the end times. They say that in the end of the world a great battle called Götadamerung, or the Twilight of the Gods, will take place between the forces of good and evil. In this great battle all of the forces of good will be killed except for one called the All-Father. Det Det Kristna Armageddon. From the book Odinism, the religion of our Germanic ancestors in the modern world, by Wyatt Kaldenberg, 2011. Our gods are the true leaders of our people. Odin is our divine king and Frigga is our divine queen. I am a strong believer in direct contact with the gods. By opening up direct relationships with our gods, they will reintroduce themselves. Odinism is a family religion. A true Odinist does not desire equality but desires to be better than the average person. Odinists want to be the best people they can be. Our folk evolved out of the Viking Age and we have arrived here today in the computer age. It seems logical that the gods evolve with us, and Odin has computers connected to high-speed internet in Valhalla. Odin is the Nordic name for the spear god and he became the king of our gods. Christianity is an impractical religion and Odinism is a practical religion. Christians are taught that the god will save them. Odin expects you to save yourself. In opposition to the savior cult, Odinism is a heroic religion. Hail Odin, king of the gods, rider of the cosmic horse, lord of the heavens, and god of our folk. Hail Frigga, wife of Odin, all mother, and most beloved goddess. Yes, the Nordic Norsemen's evolved from Moses to Odin to Jesus Christ is inspiring direct contact with gods. The only way, the way, Acts 9:2, is through Jesus Christ that Olav Haraldsson instituted, through Vitechrist, White Christ. The Norsemen evolved beyond the barbaric paganism and led into the Internet Age under the banner of Christ. 1,000 years in the shaping. No, Odin was a man, a leader, leading his people out of captivity in Assyria, and only in the imaginations of gullible pagan peoples did he become the spear god. God with us, Emmanuel, is channeled through many people and sons of man, of the Israelites as sons of God. One was Jesus Christ, another was Olav Haraldsson in Addison to Odin. From the book Odinism in the Age of Man by Wyatt Kaldenberg, 2011. Odinism is a spiritual movement and National Socialism is a humanism movement. Either you believe the divine is the center or you believe man is the center. A true folkish republic must be centered on our families and on the divine, not on the cult of equality like socialism and democracy. An Odinic society is a meritocracy. The best families will rise to the top and the worst families will sink to the bottom. Odinists are centered around the god Odin. Personal relationships with the gods are more important than studying books. Odin is the Allfather and Frigga is the Allmother over this universe, and when this universe ends, Odin will be the Allfather and Frigga will be the Allmother of the new universe. The rebirth, death, and rebirth cycle is forever. Odinism is a religious, spiritual, economic, social, and political movement, while Asapru is just a religion. Odinists believe in the fall of the West. Once the West falls, the gods can return, and we can rebuild our homeland anew. Odinism is about our personal relationship with the living gods now. Yes, completely agree that National Socialism is a humanism movement, as there is many also in Caucasian Christian identity that is also hailing Hitler and National Socialism, as in Asapru. It is beyond me how a freedom-loving people like Norsemans can adopt socialism, with a huge state and lots on incompetent people employed in because they cannot do any other honest work than giving us problems and restricting our freedoms and property rights in order for them to be rulers, not public, servants, and women and children to rule over the free men. Exactly as Isaiah warned against, Isaiah 3:12. How many rulers in the governing bodies of the socialistic state would you socialist-inclined pagans accept before it is enough? No, Odin was the leader, Odin is not the Allfather. And Mother Mary of Frigga is not the Allmother. Mother Earth herself is, but Mother Earth is a creation of God, not a deity on its own behalf for those who believe the divine is the center. Odinists believe in the fall of the West. Once the West falls, the gods can return. So do the Jews, as per the Kabbalah they actively try to help it to fall, so the Jewish New World Order can rise as the phoenix from the ashes of our nation they create. Seem to me the Odinists is infiltrated and hijacked by Jews. The misled Odinists and the Jews is determined to let our Christian civilization fall, obviously, as evidenced. The bitter truth is that many of them is some useful idiots for the Jews. They both share the Antichristian sentiment that unites them and is more important than Odinism. Odinism is just a faith of uniting those with this sentiment. Yes, the rebirth, death, and rebirth cycle is forever, if we're baptized into the Spirit by Spirit, Matthew 3:11, not by becoming pagans. Never thrust the solutions of Luciferians and Satanists. This brings me to my most important point. Wolfinch's mythology states that the Scandinavians had an idea of a deity superior to Odin, uncreated and eternal, which they called the Alfage or All-Father. For although the Norse mythology allows for a pantheon of gods, yet only one god is said to be immortal. For Odin and the others are mortal and die at some point in the sagas. But above, Odin was said to be the one eternal true god, unnamed except to be called the All-Father, meaning the Everlasting Father, as he is called in our Bibles in Isaiah 9, 6 and other places. In the original language of the Old Testament, God's name was YAHVEH, which Ferofenton translates as meaning, the ever-living. The Norse called the All-Father by no other name, believing that his personal name was too sacred to be spoken, although they apparently didn't have any memory or record of what that name was. Compare this with the actions of the few Israelites of the House of Judah who returned to Palestine and removed God's name, YAHVEH, from our Bibles, believing it too sacred to be spoken. Yes, I am convinced that although the Norse mythology was corrupted with the religion of Assyria and Canaan, yet the proofs are there that they were indeed the people of the book. The Old Testament roots of Norse mythology. Note that Olav Haraldsson, Den Hellish, hijacked by the Catholics after his death, at Stiklestad did the same as Odin, wounded with a spear, and died, just like Jesus Christ himself 1,000 years earlier, and after Olav Haraldsson of Norway was christened, he christened the population, the nation's soul become Christian, all let go of the pagan customs they had inherited from the Canaanite pagan religion when the Israelites was taken captive by Assyria, and later dispersed into the wilderness of Europe. Olav Haraldsson was not able to fully inspire the soul of the Norwegians while still alive, but very soon after his death everybody understood he was right, he sacrificed himself for the good of all, the greater good, and there was a new spirit of the Norse collective soul, the Christian spirit, the white Christ ruled from the days our laws. Norway, 1,000 years under Christ's reign. One of those pagan customs from the Canaanite religion that also the Nordic Israelites have brought with them from the old land was the Baal sacrifice to set their unwanted born babies out in the woods to die. the Malek sacrifice, as abortions as a result of satanic feminism's women's sexual liberation to perversities and abominations is an advanced variant of today. The greatest authorities of the North, such as Snorre, surely described the historical Odin as the priest chief of the Æsir and Vanir tribes and who was idolized in such a degree that he later was remembered as a god. The purely mythological god Odin and the legends from the Norse mythology are, however, full of remains and parallels to the Lord Christ and the Bible. There are also many references to the many idol gods such as Baal, who Israel worshipped in Canaan and who were the very cause that the Lord let the king of Assyria drive them out, and thus they became the lost 10 tribes. Norse Israelitish origins. Abraham was a pimp, the wacky world of Christian identity. That Adolf Hitler and National Socialism was pagan as is all socialism of the Jewish Satanist Rabbi Karl Marx Mordecai Levy is verified by the fact that most of the supporters of his regime today is pagans. How wise and intelligent is that? Renegade Tribune is another of this pagan national socialistic websites that have grown so popular denouncing their own heritage. The poetic Edda wholly encourages wisdom, wise heart and mind, learning, intelligence, and warns against foolishness. Odin offers himself to himself to gain wisdom and knowledge, even cautioning against excessive alcohol consumption and resulting loss of wit. There is not one mention of animal sacrifice. Odin's example is very clear. For me, paganism is not about worship, offerings, but about inspiration to become like the gods, your family, advance yourself, family and nation through your own determination and pure purpose, create beauty. False European pagans with a Judeo-Christian mentality on animal sacrifice. Not mentioning animal sacrifices of the Jews in Old Testament, the paganists share with the Jews, the Asatru had baby sacrifices in addition, also as the Jews had Baal, Molech worship. Could not control the lusts of the body to keep from getting unwanted babies but set them out in the woods to die. That is how spiritual it was. But luckily it evolved out from that barbaric and primitive level. Jesus Christ, as Odin claimed to do, did exactly the same, sacrificed himself to end the animal sacrifice customs, just like Olav Haraldsson, Den Hellige, sacrificed himself at Stiklestad to end the pagan man-made traditions of the Asatru. Just like the Jews have made the man-made traditions in the Talmud and Kabbalah of the Mosaic teachings, also Asatru have developed and maintained primitive customs man-made traditions of vipers of the teachings of Odin. They are both falsified by pagans. Not spiritual at all. The Lord was Lord Balfour, not God. The Teutonic god Odin, or Wotan, is actually the Scythian German king Odin, the warrior chief who organized the Teutons into a fighting force that defeated the Romans. He was a real descendant of the Israelites, not a god. Odin is also a word very similar to a Hebrew word for Lord Aden, Greek Adonis. According to Sharon Turner in his monumental work The History of the Anglo-Saxons, citing the ancient Saxon chronicles, the famous Odin actually lived in the 3rd century AD, and many of the kings of England, Germany and Scandinavia traced the descent from him. We have a tendency to make stars out of our heroes. The word Teutus, an anglicized version of the German Deutsch, which is derived from the Latin, Roman, Deus, meaning God. The word Deutsche Volk, therefore, means God's people. This is exactly how the Israelites referred to themselves. No other people in history referred to themselves as God's people, except the Israelites. All of the Celts and Saxons retained some form of this expression. The word British, in Hebrew, means covenant man. Brit is Hebrew for covenant and Ish is Hebrew for man. The Saxon Goth and the German God both mean God. Gotish, therefore, means God's people. The Celtic bell is identical to the Hebrew Baal, and the Beltrán feast is still celebrated in parts of Britain today. None of these people have any idea that they are practicing traditions brought to Europe by the pagan Israelite ancestors. We are only scratching the surface of this subject. The Canaanite origin of the Celtic Teutonic pantheon can be demonstrated in volumes of historical and linguistic connections. There is so much evidence of this fact that it is quite irrefutable. But, of course, few whites or Christians are aware of the Israelites' descent into paganism. It's a forgotten chapter of the Bible. Neo-pagans of today have no idea that they are actually worshipping the gods of the Canaanites, who were the true ancestors of today's Jews. So, who's really practicing a form of Judaism, Christian identity and neo-pagans? How's them apples? Or should we say, acorns? The Hebrew-Israelite-Canaanite origins of Druidism and Norse, Teutonic, and Celtic paganism. Recently, historian Brit Solly of the University of Tromsø has concluded that Wotan was a effeminate transsexual that took pleasure in role-playing as a woman. This is not surprising, nor a new fact. Hilda Davidson, Jenny Blaine, David M. Wilson, Peter Godfrey Foote and Jacqueline Simpson have long exposed Wotan for being a bisexual. Odinism, Wotanism exposed. Everything fits. There is no coincidences. Everything can be found to be very coherent given correct interpretation of scriptures, both the Norse mythologies and the Bible. Adam Rutherford, Iceland's Great Inheritance. The pyramidologist Adam Rutherford in 1937 published Iceland's Great Inheritance, 1937, in which he connected the tribe of Benjamin to Iceland. Modern proponents of Nordic Israelism follow this identification, and articles have been published further on the identification. 17. Adam Rutherford wrote in his book from 1937, "The black clouds of trouble are gathering fast over the nations of continental Europe and Asia, and it is but a short time till the terrible Holocaust foretold will be precipitated, but Iceland will be the bright spot on earth, for the Creator has arranged for Iceland to be free from militarism and from religious controversies in order that this little nation may be a Christian example to the great nations of the world. Through the deliverance of Iceland, the Almighty will demonstrate to the world his great love and care over a defenseless nation who worship him in sincerity and truth." Adam Rutherford, Iceland's Great Inheritance, p. 13. It is not the Asatru that have given Iceland its great blessings. It is Christianity. It is the last nation that have the Protestant faith in the constitution, as the Jew and Jesuit-inspired Norwegian parliament was deleting from the Norwegian constitution in 2012. From what date Norway ceased to be Christian? The Satanists hijacked our constitution, a criminal offense, since the same constitution forbids the same, forbid to change the spirit of the law. They did to the opposite, actually. Pagan psychology. General speaking, the difference of pagans and Christians is that pagans worship nature and creatures and deities, alvers and trolls of this world, and nature and Mother Earth as an entity on its own terms. They see nature, Mother Earth, as the creator and sustainer of life. The created have become the creator. Like in humanism, humans are thought to create the habitat. Pagans is very strong today. The environmentalism and sustainable development of UN's U.S. Socialist Gro Harlem Brundtland Club of Rome report of 1987 grows out of paganism. Gro Harlem Brundtland belongs to the Humanist Association of Norway. In the times of Odin, the people were more or less exactly like we are today. Some people were spiritual inclined, some were pagans, like Moses' brother Aaron leading his people astray was carnal inclined. I am sure there was lots of people like Vikernes in Odin's closest surroundings also, choosing the pagan approach before the spiritual approach. And as soon as Odin was dead, they started dancing around the golden calf of paganism and materialism. One commentator on Varg Vikernes' article about Caucasian Israelites speak out of personal experience, saying, "After reading that rant, one person came to mind. My youngest brother. He talks just like that. He was anti-Christian from very early on. At one point he got involved with a Christian woman and pretended to be a Christian for a few years. Eventually she dumped him when she realized that he wasn't looking for a wife, he was looking to replace mommy, whom he still lives with and sponges off of. After that he went all out anti-Christian and talks just like this guy in the op. My father was terrified of him. I decided one day to try and help my parents and get him out of the house once and for all. He hid in his bedroom like the coward that all pagans are and wouldn't step outside to receive the beating he was most surely going to get. Then to top it off, my parents attacked me for threatening him. They dress in black to overdemonstrate and overcompensate. They try to gather in clubs and gangs to create their own initiation rites into manhood. But do it help if everybody in the cults are pagans to start with? It is only by spirit, the infusion of a new spirit, the Christ spirit, in the individual that correct this deficiency, exchange the spirit of this world in them, paganism and humanism, not join in gangs, that can give shared unity for shared pain, but not correct the issue. Some asks why burn churches of our own cultural heritage of our own people when there's plenty of mosques and synagogues of Satan to burn. The answer might be that they maybe have more in common with the Jews than what separates them, that is a burning rampant hate of Christian white peoples, that they are actually practicing Satanists, both of them. I am sure if we study lots of them, as I have done for the atheists and homosexuals, most of the modern Asatru individuals have an unresolved psychological issue with their own fathers, like others lost in the lusts and the blessings of this world, the carnal desires, lost in their emotional dimension, not able to get over the bridge to the rational and logic, reasonable dimension. Also in determinating right from wrong, good from evil, completely mixed up in their emotional responses from the mother's realms. The spirit of this age and generation is feminine, says Pastor Charles Lawson. The feminine spirit of Jezebel and Sophia is paganistic, worshipping nature, environmentalism, and themselves, humanism, the created, more than the creator. A message to this generation, Pastor Charles Lawson. It is the paganism that is the common determinator of them all, the Odinist, Asatru, paganists, heathens and the Jews. They care for the issues of this world, not of the issues of the spirit, so all is basically humanists, as the Jews, craving for the carnal worldly kingdom of power and corruption, the Antichrist kingdom we soon will shame made manifest. He remembers never feeling treasured or affirmed by his dad, who was an alcoholic and who consumed pornography. Bailey believes this began a pattern of turning to other males to find the affirmation he never received from his dad. The wounds of the unloved atheist's fatherless basis. They worship goddesses, Mother Mary, Astarte, and invented gods of this world. Odin was a man, not a god, and homosexuals, lusts, the old ancient one, the devil. All of the spirit and emotions of this world, not the invisible spirit that is not of this world, the unseen, the unmanifested. Homosexuality is a choice of eternal death. Some stories confirm my analysis. After reading that rant, one person came to mind. My youngest brother. He talks just like that. He was anti-Christian from very early on. At one point he got involved with a Christian woman and pretended to be a Christian for a few years. Eventually she dumped him when she realized that he wasn't looking for a wife, he was looking to replace mommy, whom he still lives with and sponges off of. After that he went all out anti-Christian and talks just like this guy in the op. My father was terrified of him. I decided one day to try and help my parents and get him out of the house once and for all. He hid in his bedroom like the coward that all pagans are and wouldn't step outside to receive the beating he was most surely going to get. Then to top it off, my parents attacked me for threatening him. I don't condone killing these pagan traitor degenerates, but they do belong in concentration camps in a white Christian society. Opening parenthesis dot closing parenthesis. Varg Vikernes kind of Odinism, Wottonism is pagan, not spiritual. Let's analyze what he says in his article. There are a lot of theories about the origin of our race. Some are just wrong, but there is one that is not only wrong, the British Israel theory. This theory claims that we, the European peoples, are the true tribes of Israel, and that we therefore are the true God's chosen people. This theory is propagated by the Aryan nations, the KKK and other organizations. For any person with the slightest knowledge in history, this theory is nothing but a bad joke, and it will make any sensible person feel disgusted. They claim we, the proud European peoples, are the true Israelites. What's the problem? Let's first look for the origin of this theory. The first well-known person to believe in this was Richard Wagner, and the fact that he believed in it was the reason for his quarrels with the famous philosopher F.W. Nietzsche, which terminated the friendship. Wagner claimed Jesus was an Aryan and used that as an excuse to believe in God and to be a Christian. Both Wagner and Nietzsche were anti-Semites, but while Nietzsche took the consequence of his anti-Semitism and thus spurned everything Christian, Wagner twisted the truth by claiming Jesus was an Aryan and not a Jew, and in that way he could stay Christian without being too Jewish, so to speak. Varg Vikernes of Caucasian Christian Identity. Obviously Varg Vikernes do not want to believe Odin's true origins, contrary to facts and science, because he do not like to be classified as a Christian, like going into the spiritual trap he seems to believe Wagner went into. For Vikernes this seems to be biggest sin of the Asatru, but is it really so, seen in the light of this article linking the Asatru with the Israelites' former pagan belief system, that made them fall from grace and deported from the nation as evidenced by biblical and secular history? Do Vikernes wants to discuss this issue on a rational and unemotional basis, or do he just want to serve his prejudices? As you might know, Christianity is a Jewish faith, with its roots in the Jewish mythology presented to us through the Bible. This is an undisputable fact. The origin, the vast majority of the writers, the characters, everything in the Bible is Jewish and or fictional, like Moses and Abraham. The biggest victory the Jews ever achieved was making our European peoples Christian. Dear Varg, it might be that you have missed it, but Jesus Christ was crucified to death by the Jews for opposing them, and Jews as pagan Jesuits alike was forbidden to enter our nation under the Christian system of law. That is what I calls fact. Christianity is the complete opposite and antithesis to Judaism, that is Talmudic rabbinical paganism, mostly worshipping and idolizing themselves, humanism. Varg Vikernes is an intelligent person, but here he lets his imagination run wild in order to foster his prejudices. He wants Christianity to be partly Jewish, that is part of the pagans' Ten Commandments, some high priests of the pagan religion have told them, and no one had ever questioned what they're being told, so he just invent an argument without backing it up with facts. One might wonder if they believe they're born by virgin birth. When you study them, they have, as the pagan atheists, never any positive to say about the fathers seem somewhat absent in them. Are all of them believing that they are created by virgin birth, and not that there are a creature in the equation putting the seed of their own creation in the womb of the mother who was only having the role of what could just as good be an artificial uterus, being of the seed of the fathers manifesting the spiritual manifestation into the physical, the world of matter, the material world. Without the seed of the spirit there would be no man to start with, nothing for mother to nurture. Pagans believe they originate from the mothers, they hail the mothers as creators, but mother create nothing, they just nurture the created, as they hail nature of Mother Earth and Mother Mary's as the satanic Catholics. Just like Eve was created from the rib of the man Adam himself, so was Adam made by the Spirit of God out of nothing. That is creation. Paganism is for homosexual and pussies, too much psychological damage by and controlling all-powerful mother, and the disorder of an absent father to guide and correct them, to discipline them. The black color clothing is an opposition to all authority, to the authority, even the Alpha, the God, they carry this all the way into the adult age. Boys is supposed to get out of their Oedipus complex and initiated into manhood at age 13 or something, but this never happens in our modern time when the mother goddess worship have reached a new peak, giving way for paganism and Satanism, as the mother principle have to do with the near, the material and carnal realm and mode of living. Ref. Li Iron John addresses the devastating effects of remote fathers and mourns the disappearance of male initiation rites in our culture. Like Ozzy Osbourne is a dreamer of our culture, a beautiful song, but it is pagan, the mother worship, 180 degrees missing the direction of the way, Acts 9:2 and 24:14. Ref. Ozzy Osbourne, Mama, I'm coming home. I say, Father, I am coming home, ultimately. It is the Father, the Spirit, in the unseen dimension, that is the origin of all things under the sun. Carnal people can only understand what they see with their eyes. Odin was one-eyed, means he have got his spiritual sight opened. I share Ozzy's dream, but the dream will only happen in heaven for those who qualify, and qualify heathens do not unless they repent. The world is not meant to be that place. It is built to be the sorting facility, and now the inmates is running the asylum. Ozzy see and understand with his carnal mind, nothing good comes out of it. It will fail every time. This people are even more rebellions to the patriarchs of the community and God than the Jews ever have been. At least some of the Jews repented and turned from the rebellion and wicked ways. I read everything for research purposes and pure curiosity, and I have discovered that Satanists of all kinds, they put everything upside down, and in the minds they project their own problem on their enemies, projective identification. This goes for Jews and other pagans alike, and when you just turn what they say upside down, you have the truth. Becoming 100% factual what the Bible Isaiah 29, 16, Acts 17, 6 said, and when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down are come hither also. Nobody can deny the facts that without Jews there would be no LGBT movement and no feminism. This have been of the utmost importance for modern Jews to promote in our age and time, the liberation of everything perverse, be it women's free sexual revolution and same for LGBT and next for pedophiles, breaking the Christian marriage contract at will, lead by impulses, emotions and sexual attractions at every given moment, not rationale, nor reason, especially the rationale what is best for the children, they choose hedonism before that. In light of modern psychology, it is very easy to see the common determinator of the pagans, the feminists, the homosexuals, the atheists and the Woden Odin have with the Jews. That is their Oedipus complex, and their rich, emotional lives, like Ozzy above, very emotional, but nor so very rational, and this should allegedly be the age of reason. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err, and destroy the way of thy paths. Isaiah 3:12. As the pagan Roman Catholics rising Mother Mary to Providence, and men dressed in woman's clothing calling Lucifer. Despicable, disgusting. Mirror of the soul. Pagans demands that one put the pagan gods before our race, our tribe, our family, and ourselves, and this is an integral part of the religion. In what sense can these anti-white maniacs be considered European folk, much less white nationalists? They sometimes pay shallow lip service to unity, but they do not mean it. In the religion, loyalty to the gods comes first, not loyalty to the white race. Many pagans will lie without a second thought when it comes to the pagan gods, because if one does not put the pagan gods first, one is not a pagan. It is only our religion, Christianity, which embraces family values, honor and truth as opposed to obedience. Sadly, even when they are of European ancestry, we cannot work with such people or any pagans who does not put our race and our own religion first. We are not on the same side. Opening parenthesis dot closing parenthesis. Pagans share the feminine spirit and goddess worship with the Jews, with the serpent seed, the same Shekinah spirit that deceived Eve in Eden. Shekinah means presence of God, and relates to the feminine aspect of the Holy Trinity. It is the energy that sanctifies from within the dimension of matter, the Holy Spirit. Shekinah is the visible manifestation of the divine presence. One place within the Old Testament it appeared as the cloud that followed the children of Israel in the desert. The memory of Moses outlived the counsel of Moses. While some were faithful, the curse of idolatry, with all of its attendant evils, clung to Israel generation after generation. However, it remained for King Solomon to give the practice legal sanction and support, for until his time, no national leader had done so. We cannot calculate the damage Solomon did Israel in officially countenancing the breaking of the first two commandments of the Decalogue. Baal worship was so endemic in the 8th century BC that a religious call to repentance was met with stony silence. The worship of gods of wood and stone was increasingly augmented by the more sophisticated idolatry commonly associated with modern materialism. The prophet Isaiah denounced the hypocrisy of ritual acts unaccompanied by true religion. Norse mythology. Pagans bring misery to white people. A white pagan is like a white communist, a Nazist, both socialistic, both against the Nordic model of government, detrimental to the cause of the Caucasian Israelites. They want to set us back 1,000 year in spiritual evolution. Back to scratch, start anew. Stupid. If a white person is fighting for us and throwing Jesus under a bus in the process, they are not fighting for our race. They may be well-intentioned, but they are working against us. We must address this openly and honestly. A white communist offers nothing and is easily exposed. They are somewhat dangerous. But a white nationalist, who is Antichrist, is more dangerous because she is taking the all-important race issue and polluting it with worthless doctrines of man. The former bombards the minds of our people with hollow deceptions. The latter, however, sinks a hook into the hearts of our people and then bombards us with hollow deceptions. Doing something for our people in any practical sense must be grounded in truth, not mere intentions. In our times there are more white goats in the world than sheeps. Enemies of our race and our ancient religions proves that. If the pagans go against their own kind due to other religious beliefs, then they are nothing else than filthy race traitors. Jacob's trouble, the holocausting of the Caucasian Israelites. Our nation and people is dying out because by karmic debt, they harvest as they sow, because pagans is misleading our people into the same reason we once was dispelled from the Palestine area and taken into Assyrian captivity, as a Alfather's punishment for becoming pagans. Do not shoot at Christians as long as you are sitting in a glass house. We have 1,000 years of blessings and freedom in our nation to evidence our forefathers' success. A paganist movement can't show one single success in history of mankind and is just a Jewish tool for divide and conquer. The pagans must be very proud of themselves assisting the Jews in Tikkun Olam, creative destruction of the Christian nations, and make the common wet dreams come true, the victory over the common enemy, Jesus Christ. Michael Margolis, a Jew and an authority on the Kabbalah, suggests that humanity is now on the threshold of the coming of Leviathan, the serpent. Three great purification is at hand. He says of the Jews, we are being born as a great people, a priestly people on a global scale now. Many other rabbis echo Mr. Margolis, trumpeting the claim that the serpent is about to complete his long journey and that the New Age kingdom of the Jews, the utopia, is ready to be unveiled. Tex Mars. Eternal losers. They will fail. The reaper of souls that Saga is singing about below is coming for all destroyers of decency and civilization, Tikkun Olam, creative destruction, and the Kabbalah's great purification. They for sure have plenty of useful idiots of the white race for the implementation of the plans. And they marched across the broad expanse of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. But fire came down from heaven and consumed them. And the devil, who deceived them, was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Revelation 20:10. Save us from the pagans. This an excellent article from the guys at Rick Savison. Click to tweet. Saga Ode to a Dying People. Facebook commentator. There are no more articles to read.